The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong. We must take America back. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all.
Get up. Get up. There we go. Oh, it's... I'm thinking the mic's dead and my volume was turned down in my headphones. Hi, folks. This is the National Intel Report. I am your slightly behind here talk show host, John Stadtmiller. Been doing this for 25 years. Hi, how the hell are you? Oh, it is the 8th of March, 2017, and I've been watching this Obamacare thing. It's actually the Health Care Act, and all the Republicans that ran and got into office, yes, we're going to repeal Obamacare. We're going to repeal Obamacare. Well, what we're getting here from the Ryanites and the double-dealing, talking out of both sides of their face Republicans, because mind you, a year ago, they all voted against it. All of them. All of them voted against, yep, we're going to repeal Obamacare. We don't like it, we're going to get rid of it. And then Donald Trump on the campaign trail, you know, it started out, if you remember, I know it was a long campaign, and you might not have watched every speech because it was really repetitive. If you got a good message, keep repeating it. And unfortunately, there were many people that kept traipsing around the country that kept hearing the same message, but I think they got a high off of the crowds that he drew. But his message, more from we're going to get rid of Obamacare to repeal and replace, you know, one of those snappy little political type things that kind of sticks in your head. You know, it was like Life cereal. Who can forget this? Back in the 60s, the Life cereal commercial, I ain't going to eat it, let Mikey eat it. That stuck in your brain, right? Okay, well, Obamacare, here's Donald Trump. We're going to repeal and replace. So what did they come up with? And Donald Trump apparently is proud of this, which leads me to ask the question, is Donald okay? Did he take up drinking? Has he got an early onset Alzheimer's? I don't know, but, you know, business, and he's supposed to be the deal maker, and, you know, he knows a good deal when he sees it. Well, the American people are seeing this as well, and they're all sitting around looking at each other and going, what is this? Now, I think just about everybody that listens to this network understands the duties and obligations of our government, based on that constitutional kind of thing, you know, things that the government should be involved in and things they shouldn't be. And yes, I know health insurance wasn't around when this country started. Yeah, I get all that. But there are certain things they seem to be more than willing and able to move into areas of commerce, you know, fixing it or rigging it is probably a better term. And then watching the thing just fall apart and blow up and cost 100 times more than they claimed that it would have, and then they all quietly walk away with their hands in their pockets and their eyes rolling around and whistling and disappearing. Now, how many times have politicians done this, ladies and gentlemen? How many times? Promises, 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 and when they get in office, all of a sudden things kind of change. And then when questions are asked, well, wait a minute, I thought you were going to dump this thing. You know, what is this Obamacare light thing? All we get is a bunch of gibberish. We get three or four of their talking points, and then they're out of there. You know, almost, it's almost as bad as Nancy Pelosi. Ms. Pelosi, what's in the health care bill? I don't know. We'll have to pass it, and then you can read it. Really? That's all I needed to ever hear out of that woman's face to know that she is just a big bag of, I don't know what, hot air, and that's being kind. So, here we go. And I'm with Rand Paul. You know, he came out and he says, look, we need to just dump this thing. It's probably one of the few things so far of note that I at least paid attention to that Rand Paul has done that, in my estimation, was good. Him saying no. Two-letter word. I know it's small and it's simple, but in regards to no to Obamacare, and you know what? We need to start out with something brand new. But first, and he was the one out there that was talking about, look, you know, we can't do this tax thing. We got to do the budgetary thing first for Obamacare and figure out kind of what's going to be in the budget so we can get around to the tax cuts. To you, if you're still out there working, you slaved Americans, aren't you getting a little tired? You're waking up each day. I know I'm starting to. I'm getting up each day and I'm just looking around. And, you know, when the mind clears and you realize where you're at, you know that you're in the middle of a crap storm and there's no end to it. Are y'all starting to feel like that as well? I am. And I know about enough about the wranglings and the double dealings and the debt and the funny money and, you know, all of that, to know that the government shouldn't take on one more program until they figure out how to get out of the programs they shouldn't have been starting in the first place. You know, what a great idea. They call it a security net. Well, we'll do Social Security. You know, this will make seniors secure in their old age. You pay into it, most assuredly. But is that Social Security, if you're 25, 30, 35, 40 years old, you're going to be around in another 25, 30, 35 years to collect it? You know, that was it was kind of a trust fund. Remember years ago we heard, it should be a lockbox. You know, here's another political message planted in your mind. You know, we need a lockbox. We need to keep the politicians out of the funds that are set aside for this, that, and the other. Yeah, lie to me some more, Louise. And it's fascinating to me that this keeps happening over and over and over again. I'm sorry. Did I miss something? Maybe I went into a coma and I was out for 10 years. Did we have massive demonstrations at Congress and at the White House demanding that we start government programs and we go so far in debt we can't even see the beginning, let alone the end of it? Did I miss something? And I don't know what the hell the Republicans are going to use anymore, because it got so bad they used to say that, you know, what does a Republican mean? They used to look at you and say with a certain amount of certainty, or at least BS, to make you believe that, oh, yes, I'm for the Constitution. Yes, absolutely. Well, then that morphed into, well, I'm a fiscal conservative, as if somehow that's something next to nothing. It's better than nothing, rather. Well, if you're a fiscal conservative, how in the hell did we get $150 trillion in debt? You know, we have crooked media in this country. That's most assured, agenda driven. But we also have lying politicians, or at the very least, deflectors. You know, you ever watch a skilled wordsmith politician when he's really getting hammered and grilled, rather than answer a question directly? And especially in a political cycle, he'll turn it around why you should vote for him. You know, I understand you killed your grandmother when you're 15 years old. You know, we're doing well in Iowa. You know, whatever. But hasn't somebody got the memorandum of understanding up there that, you know, there are things that you shouldn't be doing on your own initiative? You know, at least show me the 100,000 or million signature petitions that were sent to the government asking for all the bailouts and all the federal programs. You know, we even created a term for it, as if it was just as constitutional as the Constitution itself. They invented a term, entitlement. You're entitled. It's an entitlement. Excuse me, the only thing that I ever looked at the federal government is I'm entitled. Yeah, I've got an entitlement. I'm entitled to one thing. Stay the hell out of my business. Stick to the Constitution. Provide for the common defense. Well, that's right. Keep illegals out. Yeah, you get the idea. So we got Obamacare Lite here, folks. And there's really, I'm watching the fanfare around this. And that's exactly what it is. It's fanfare. But I'm not really seeing solid and absolute statements or actions. You know, Mr. Trump, I'm reading your tweets. No, Obamacare Lite is not a good idea. And I expect you know, you said you would never let us down. You said you'd never lie to us. Well, is that a misstatement? Is that a half-truth? I don't want to start turning up the heat yet. It's only been a month. You know, there'll probably be opportunity in the future to use the word lie. But I don't want to use that yet. Not yet. Let him enjoy his honeymoon. But I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, this ain't what was promised. It isn't what the federal government should be involved in. And there's no end to this. My computer, I'm getting ready to do a story, and my damn computer locks up. Sam, you got some magic dust in there? I can't even hit Control-Alt-Delete. Come on, damn it. Oh, there we go. Shut down the computer. So, here we are. We've got a problem with an out-of-control government that, ladies and gentlemen, there seems to be no way, shape, or form of control over these critters. Not even a constitution that they swore to uphold and defend. And I don't know why at the swearing-in ceremonies for Congress critters and presidents and, you know, all of them, You know why they don't modify their oath of office and at the bottom of it put "for other purposes"? You know, you and I can read the Constitution. I've read it so many damn times I should have had it memorized by now, but you know, I don't see the welfare state as being part of our governance in this country. I just no way, shape, or form do I see that. And believe it or not, folks, there were periods of time in this country where we did go through some bad economic times, and charities and churches pulled together to take care of people, get them housing, get them clothing, maybe get them a job if it was available. That was providing that if you were destitute, that you'd want to do something for yourself and offered a job, that you would take it, you know, so you could do for yourself, so you didn't have to depend on the government in all of its different entitlements. I'm getting ready to open up a window and throw this damn computer right out. If I had one in reserve here, I would do exactly that. You know, Senator Mike Lee out of Utah, and not that he's a shining example of a good constitutional Republican, but he says this is not the Obama repeal bill that we've been waiting for. It is a missed opportunity and a step in the wrong direction. He said, we promised the American people we would drain the swamp and end the... Well, he didn't. Donald Trump did, but you see how they like to cleave to each other and steal their verbiage. We promised the American people we'd drain the swamp and end the business as usual in Washington. No, not until you admit that the business of Washington is screwing the American people in any given turn. This bill does not do that. We don't know how many people would use the new tax credit. And here's the deal, folks. Now, think about this one, all right? About 60% of the people in this country right now are not paying into the IRS. So what do they offer you? They offer you a tax credit. For the 40% that are paying taxes into the IRS, they're offering you tax credits to try to induce you to walk back into the IRS trap and, here, you know, just strip me naked, why don't you? Really? Is this the kind of bold, dynamic, innovative, outside-the-box thinking in Washington, D.C.? And here's the irony to this whole damn thing. You don't have to be a whiz-bang. You don't have to have an IQ of 165. You don't have to be a career politician. You don't have to be a little grease pot that you just put your hand behind your back and you take somebody's money and you vote a certain way and give special privilege or anything else. It is fundamental. It's rudimentary. It's pretty damned simple. Keep your nose out of things that you shouldn't be putting your nose in. Year after year, we keep hearing the same old crap. Well, we should bring up term limits again. Oh, yes. How many decades have you heard that statement, folks? And ironically, around election time? Oh, yes, I'm, you know, you're pissed off. You're getting ready to vote somebody in. You don't know. It could be Lucifer with a nice makeup job, for all you know. And this is the only time that you hear this, is when you're pissed off at the one politician you don't want to see in there, so the guy you're thinking about, oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I'm all for term limits. And then it up and disappears like a fart in a Texas windstorm when they get into office. Am I the only one feeling this way? I don't think so. And God help this country if people look at Donald Trump and go, you know, here's another phony. Whoops. Cartridge box, anybody? What goes up must come.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
PatriotRepair.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Waiting for my boat anchor here to reboot. The other day, the battery died. And that's the little thing. They got it in a motherboard. And when you shut your computer off, that's what keeps your clock going and keeps all that stuff. Well, that decided to die. So anytime you shut the computer off or you restart it, then you can't. And I can already tell you what's going to happen here. I'm going to try to fire this thing up and go to a story, and it's not going to go to a story. And I'm really going to get angry. Might have to run and get my damn laptop. Yeah. All right. Forgive me, folks. Just bear with me here. Life is hard enough. Do you remember, I mentioned this to Sam during the break. Do you remember when the computers first came out? You remember the first connections to the internet? The bandwidths were so low that it'd take 15 minutes to download a picture. You know, now, is it any fun using a computer anymore with all the cookies and the crap in there? Not much fun. All right. Well, we'll try it here. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, it doesn't want to do anything. Yeah, I know it's not responding. Thank you very much. It's still locked up, Sam. I don't know what the hell to do with this. Do me a favor. Just play me some Muzak. I apologize, folks. I have stories here. My entire show is on the computer screen for reference, and I'm a little lost right now, so play me some music, and as soon as I get this back here, we'll be back. Was that hot? Jeez, that's why I always leave that monitor up in there. All right, folks, we're back. Skip the bottom of the hour break. And patiently waiting for it to load back up here. Thought I had it. So we knew the Democrats, you know, any giveaway, anything to rob the public treasury, anything to put you and urines. That's a Pennsylvania thing, by the way. Urines. It doesn't matter to them. But as I stated earlier, we had these Republicans, they're running and they're going, hey, we're going to dump this thing. We're going to repeal it, repeal it, repeal it, repeal it. And then we had indication that Mr. Ryan was a never Trumper, and then he yielded a little bit, and then this little snake comes out, and oh yeah, yeah, we're gonna lead the way here. We got a new Obamacare bill. Well, for the last 5 or 6 years, Republican politicians have campaigned on the promise that they'd repeal Obamacare. Slowly but surely, the American people listened and handed the reins of power to the GOP. First, the GOP won back the House. And it was unprecedented, folks. Many people that got in there. Why? Again, because they were pissed off. Then the American public handed the Republicans the Senate. Finally, the Republican was elected to the presidency. And the GOP had control of every branch of elected government. Now, surely, with all of that, the GOP would fulfill their central promise of the last decade. They've been promising this for 10 years. They took a vote on it a year ago to the man. They said, we're going to dump it. So the one thing that remained constant in each and every local, state, and national election was repeal Obamacare. Repeal it. Get rid of it. Dump it. It's a bad idea to start with. And did you hear this on any mainstream channel, including the sly foxes over Fox News? Did you ever hear any of them say, that, wait a minute, the government shouldn't be involved in health care in the first place? Not once did I hear that. So, sadly, now we got the Republicans. They've unveiled their Obamacare repeal and replacement plan. And it's absolutely clear that they have no desire to repeal the healthcare monstrosity at all. And some people are starting to call this Ryan Care. Others have taken to referring to the healthcare bill as Trump Care. So, Trump tweets out, "Our wonderful new healthcare bill is now out for review and negotiation. Obamacare is a complete and total disaster. It's imploding fast." Well, apparently, Mr. Trump, you are as well. Now, I don't know, which political promise do we hold him to? The one he initially said, we're going to get rid of Obamacare. I remember during the campaign going after crooked Hillary. You know, we can't let her in because we're going to have Obamacare. That's going to continue. Well, it looks like we're going to have it for quite some time. And I thought that they were going to be smart enough to maybe just dump this thing and then do what good politicians do, just drag their heels. Drag their saggy butts around in their really expensive suits in Washington, D.C., doing pretty close to nothing. Now, another tweet here from Mr. Trump. "Don't worry, getting rid of state lines, which will promote competition, will be in phase 2 and 3 of healthcare rollout." Phase 2 and 3. I don't even know what the hell phase 1 is. Tweets out again, "I'm working on a new system and there will be competition in the drug industry. Pricing for the American people will come way down." Sounds good. "I feel sure my friend Rand Paul will come along with a new and great health care program because he knows Obamacare is a disaster." He's not disputing that, Mr. Trump. He already knows it. You know it. The one thing he has said that, look, this whole thing you cannot fix stupid any more than you can raise the Titanic. Get rid of it. Repeal the entire thing. And if somebody has the courage in Washington to do another national health care program, well, let them try it. Please let them try it. Now, may not be sure of what to nickname the new bill, but there is one thing that the party is in agreement on. The GOP bill is nothing more than Obamacare Lite. Now, three of the most important conservative think tanks all panned the bill. The Heritage Foundation advocacy arm called it bad policy. FreedomWorks panned it as Obamacare Lite. And the Club for Growth, and I've never even heard of these people, called it warmed-over substitute for government-run health care. Well, that's accurate. Sorry, I don't even know who the hell you are. Here's what the conservatives at the Heritage Action had to say about the bill. "In many ways, the House Republicans' proposal released last night not only accepts the flawed progressive premises of Obamacare, but expands upon them. Ronald Reagan once said government's view of the economy could be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it." I wonder if Ronnie actually came up with that himself or some writer for him. But that was pretty good. If it moves, tax it. Keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it. "Many Americans seeking health insurance on the individual market will notice no significant difference between the Affordable Care Act and the American Health Care Act. This is bad politics and, more importantly, bad policy. And rather than accept the flawed premise of Obamacare, congressional Republicans should fully repeal the failed law and begin a genuine effort to deliver on long-standing campaign promises that create a free market health care system that empowers patients and doctors." But stop right here. They don't have to create a free market health care. They need to get the hell out of the way of free market. What insanity Am I misunderstanding language? Can I no longer read and comprehend? To create a free market healthcare system? Get the hell out of it. Do we have insurance companies in this country right now? Maybe some, I don't know, thinking out of the box people. You know, we ought to start up a health and care insurance company. And, you know, rather than taking 70% of the profits and sticking it in our pockets and paying out 70%, maybe we should reverse that. Maybe we should only keep 30% and pay out 70%. Bad politics, stinking thinking. It's just not the think tanks. The politicians leading this conservative charge in Congress have all come out against the plan. This is not an Obamacare repeal bill we've been waiting for. It is a missed opportunity and a step in the wrong direction. That's what Lee had to say about it, and I'm happen to be in agreement with him. And Rand Paul has appeared on every news. He even went on MSNBC. Every news show that would give him a hearing to decry the possibility of this bill might be embraced as a GOP plan, for Obamacare. He even promised that this bill will not pass the Senate. So here we are, apparently stuck on stupid, and they are either dumb enough to think that we're just going to fall for this and we're going to get something jammed down our throat and we're going to accept it, and we would accept it. Why? They all got the message when Donald Trump ran. They all sat back and watched this. All of them. Go back and look at file footage, news file footage, when Donald Trump announced. People were literally, the talking heads were literally laughing on the sets of their news programs. Laughing out loud. So ridiculous. Donald Trump. And then things progressed, and they weren't laughing anymore. And I'll tell you who else wasn't laughing. These entrenched asshats in Washington, D.C., the Republicrats. They weren't laughing either. How many never-Trumpers did we have out there? Mark Levin. He was a never-Trumper. Glenn Beck, he was a never-Trumper. I don't even know. I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh. I don't know what the hell he said. Can't hear him. That's all right. He can't hear himself without his little cochlear hearing aid due to his drug addictions. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I'd like to call it stupidity light, but it's not even stupid light anymore. It's stupid serious. And by the way, the new plan, the Obamacare 2 plan. Oh, God. Guess who's going to get Obamacare, folks? Illegal aliens. I'm just saying. A draft of the bill released by the House Committee on Ways and Means can't even include bare-bones provisions requiring officials to check an enrollee's immigration status. The conservative review, Daniel Horowitz, warns, calling it a gift to illegal aliens. Now, Obamacare included provisions from the earlier bill allowing illegal aliens with fraudulent documents to apply while the government and Obamacare managers looked the other way. Eager for the welfare state's clients and looking to grease the skids for a massive amnesty down the road, Obamacare Navigator signed up thousands of illegal aliens for benefits. Michelle Malkin, she explained it this way. She said President Obama had already paved the path for illegal alien Obamacare when he signed the massive expansion of the state's children health care insurance program called SCHIP in 2009. As I've reported previously, the law loosened eligibility requirements for legal immigrants and their children by watering down document and evidentiary standards. And wouldn't Barry Sartorio know about that? Her certificate warning here. Make it easy for individuals to use fake Social Security cards. So did Obama. I'm sorry. Fake Social Security cards to apply for benefits with little or no chance of getting caught. In addition, Obama's SCHIP expansion revoked Medicaid application time limits that were part of the 1996 welfare reform law. Notice how they keep reforming it and keeps getting worse? Yeah, that's Washington at its finest. Obamacare has no meaningful, robust protections in place against illegal aliens claiming health care. The law claimed to exclude illegals, but in practice made no effort to verify that the people applying for health care were citizens. Seems rudimentary and fundamental, doesn't it, folks? You would think. They're hoping you're not thinking. Now, Republicans are about to take that problem and make it much worse by gutting enforcement. Horowitz says this, although Obamacare didn't require photo ID and fingerprints to verify identity, it did harness the Department of Homeland Security's systematic alien verification and entitlements database. The acronym on that's SAFE. They just love those. Thus, officials were at least able to check immigration status against Social Security numbers. The problem with this bill is that because it tweaks Obamacare and creates a new massive entitlement system through the budget reconciliation process, it cannot have the statutory effect of mandating HHS and the IRS work with Citizenship and Immigration Services to use the SAVE database because that issue is outside the jurisdiction of the reporting committees. How fortunate for them. And no subject matter from other committees can be included in the reconciliation. Thus, to pass Obamacare Lite or Obamacare 2.0 instead of a plain repeal via the budget reconciliation, Republicans must use weaker verification language. We're going to try to patch this piece of crap. That's what we're going to do. We're on the job and we're here for you. No. Allowing illegals, and ask California about this. See how their state treasury is doing. You know what I'm really surprised at? I am really shocked and surprised that the people in California, the good people, have not revolted. You want to look at, use the term revolt. If you want to look at a revolting development, take a look at California. A bunch of liberal assets giving the farm away that they don't own, but they think they do. Giving everything away, going into massive debt to house and protect illegals. There's also a deeply troubling aspect of Republicans encouraging illegal immigration with enticing incentives and promises not to punish the lawbreakers. Illegal alien identity theft is a serious, widespread problem. Since it's all been impossible to work and collect benefits in the U.S. without a valid ID and documentation. Ain't that the truth? What is you, as a natural-born citizen in this country, folks, go try to do something without a valid ID and see how far you get. And you've tried from time to time. Try opening up a bank account without a Social Security number. Try getting utilities. They'll ask you for a Social Security number. Try doing anything in this country without using ID. You, it can't be done. But if you're some wandering, desperate minstrel from outside the country come wandering in, no problem, man. There is a crap load of people, including lawyers, sitting there ready to help you skirt around the roadblocks. Man, I'm a thinking. I mean, I don't want to go here, but this has been rattling around in my little brain for a long time now. Apparently, nothing is going to get fixed in this country until we dismantle this damn government. And I mean all the way to the damn ground. Repeal Obamacare? How about we just tear the whole damn government down to its foundation and start all over again? You know, how many different ways do we have to display our displeasure with these asshats in Washington, D.C.? They got the message loud and clear. Donald Trump even managed to make Jeb Bush look like a wooden dummy. Well, he's close to that. Not as smooth a politician as his brothers, but hey, he was still a Bush. This guy was complaining that nobody was showing up at his little campaign rallies, and then he had to instruct him as to when to clap. Really? You've got to tell the people how to respond to what you're saying because they're not interested, and then you got to give them instruction? Who in the hell are you? Or what do you think that you are? And it's just not Jeb Bush, it's the whole damn lot of them. Am I the only one in this country that's waiting for John McCain to drop dead? Lindsey Graham to either grow a pair or get out of politics? Or go become the cross-dresser that apparently he's dying to be? A little wuss. Then we find out little gems. I mean, little dribs and drabs just fly out of nowhere and you go, what was that? This Representative Bratt from Virginia. He's the one that said, hey, look, you know, in this bronze plan, guess what your damn deductible is? $12,000. Wow. Why so high of a deductible? Because they're killing you with the prices that you're charging at the hospitals for their wondrous services. Now, these are the institutions that have killed more Americans than folks you would care to count. Seriously. $150,000 for a heart operation? You know, I'm in Texas here, and we had people that I knew were running across the southern border here to go get their damn teeth fixed because they couldn't afford dentists here in this country. And we used to sit and think about the people that made gads of money by the hour. Lawyers charging $500 an hour. That's ridiculous. Well, if you were to time this thing out, going to a hospital, having an operation and getting a bill for 150 G's, what do you think that breaks down per hour? Somebody's making a crap load of something off of something and then claiming they have to do it to stay competitive and to be in business. Folks, for God's sakes, in this country, we didn't have health insurance. We didn't need health insurance. Because if and when you did get sick, you did break an arm, you had an accident, whatever, you had to go to the hospital, they would say, come on in. They'd triage you, get you the doctors, and plop you in a bed if that need be. And they would treat you, they would take care of you, they'd operate, they'd medicate, they'd do whatever. And in those days, high survival rates. As medical instruction in this country gotten that bad that they're killing people hand over fist? I don't even know anymore. But if you survive that, they'll hand you a $150,000 bill. For what? And when I was growing up, we did not have health insurance. But if you had to go to the doctor, oh, you don't have a couple hundred bucks to pay this bill? Okay, fine. Well, get on to accounts receivable and give them your information, and you can make a payment plan. How's that? Remember those? You know, before we had credit cards in this country, we actually had layaway plans in stores. Remember those that just came back last year with a vengeance? The whole damn thing is turned inside out, popped inside out, and turned upside down in our head. And these people in Washington, D.C. can't seem to figure things out. Have I gone crazy, or has the rest of the world gone crazy?
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted.
It's a takedown, all right. Now, there was also a deeply troubling aspect of the Republicans encouraging illegal immigration with enticing incentives and promises not to punish lawbreakers. Yeah. The demand is so great for counterfeit documents because the illegal alien population wants to work. That's the majority of their motivation for wanting to come to this country. So there's a huge demand for those documents that are required to pass the employment eligibility verification procedures. In every neighborhood where there's a significant illegal population, there are at least several document vendors who supply this service. A counterfeit resident alien card or work authorization card, plus a counterfeit California driver's license, and a counterfeit Social Security card, which costs about $120 to $300. With well over $10 million, and who the hell knows, it could be double that right now. A lot of them have gone home because the economy kind of crashed in 08. And then we're still, at least in this country, we still stop people from committing crimes, even though if we do jail them and let them out the back door. So let's just use the 10 million illegals in the U.S. with so many buying up fake documents, there'll be almost certainly be a massive rush to health care claim and the care benefits. And if nothing is done, Obamacare 2.0 will contain the same verification provisions. Trust me on this one. Dennis in Florida. Hello, Dennis.
Okay, John. You're doing a rant light tonight. You're like, you've covered like at least 100 issues in my mind, and I'd love to talk about every one of those. And I had a short list of things that I'd like to get to, and I'll be real concise if you'll give me a chance. Uncommon sense instead of common sense. I think it's uncommon sense in that particular phrase. So think about that. But then what you're doing as far as your network and the information that you're providing and the freedom that you're providing, I'm committing to $30 a month, $1 a day to listen to the RBN network. I mean, you're not perfect, but you're awesome. So I think I would challenge everyone to at least.
Dennis, I'll settle for perfectly awesome. How's that? No, I'm just teasing. And you were saying if everybody what?
Would at least pay, you know, just commit to paying $30 a month, whether they deal with credit cards or they're off the grid like I am with cash, money orders are just as, you know, easy.
Cash,
dollars more.
Cash in an envelope wrapped in foil to keep the prying eyes of the thieving postal workers. It works as well.
Well, I would agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Phrase for the mainstream media, dinosaur media. Dinosaur, whore, because that kind of combines both of what they are. Dinosaur media is my that's my phrase for who they are. Now, when it comes to Trump, I'm still optimistic. There's a few things I don't like about him, just a couple. When he talks about coming down on recreational use of marijuana,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a big pothead. You know, I just think things like that should be legal or decriminalized at least. And I wish he'd back off on that and turn around on that. And I think what I like about him is I think you can convince him. If you get people in front of him that can convince him that it's, you know, a good thing to decriminalize it and just basically make, well, hemp, it's a long list of things that go along with that, of course. So.
Yeah. Well, and part of the problem here is because we don't have Donald Trump's ear anymore, unless you want to tweet him. You know, he was out on a campaign trail. At least you could shout something out and he might respond to you. But he's got the people he's listening to in his executive little boardroom right now. And God knows what the hell these people are telling him. But I highly suspect that when we go into more of his presidency, we're going to be seeing less of the Donald Trump that we saw out on the campaign trail. Now, somebody might try to explain that as to the realities of politics in Washington. That's why we elected the guy in the first place. Hang on, I got to do top of the hour break. I'll give you a few minutes on the other side. We'll be back.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.